Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Take a listen to what the founder of Bumble thinks dating could look like in the future.
You could, in the near future, be talking to your AI dating concierge, and you could share your insecurities. I just came out of a breakup. I have commitment issues. And it could help you train yourself into a better way of thinking about yourself. And then it could give you productive tips for communicating with other people. If you want to get really out there, there is a world where your dating concierge could go and date for you with other dating concierge. Truly. And then you don't have to talk to 600 people. It will just scan all of San Francisco for you and say, these are the three people you really ought to meet.
Yeah, so that is the founder of Bumble, Whitney Wolf Hurd, basically saying that the future of dating is actually having your artificial intelligence, your AI date other people's AI, and then come back and recommend the best matches for you to meet. Imagine. Mairead Lochman is an Irish matchmaker and dating specialist. So romance is actually dead then, Mairead?
Well, I don't know about that. We're very busy in here in Love HQ, but they all laughed when they'd heard of a dating concierge. And guess what? That's what I've been doing for years. I've matched over 10,000 people.
You're so miles ahead of AI, Mairead.
I'm miles ahead of us. And look, what I will say is if they can do it, brilliant. I might use a bit of it in the office here as well. Realistically speaking, though, I think, look, it would be great. It would be fantastic. I certainly would get a few of my clients to try it, see how it went, and fingers crossed, but I think it's very hard to replicate or do AI feelings or emotions or connections or anything like that. And anybody that has online dated, they'll know, like, realistically, AI is only as good as the data you put into it. So if you're kind of in a situation where you're like, look, if anybody's online dated, they've seen the quality of some of the profiles out there and how much effort they've put in. So it would be an interesting mix of what they might get back. They might actually meet their own level, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because everybody, we had a special AI week here in Lunchtime Live about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard it.
And it was funny. You know, one of the things that came up in nearly every area or aspect that we talked about, whether that be the music world, the arts, employment, was that AI lacks soul and that it is just so robotic. You know, as you say, whatever information you put in, you'll get that regurgitated back out to you. So, I mean, can you imagine what your date sitting across from you might look like without the soul?
I know. And that's it. And like online dating, people are already kind of rejecting it. They're exhausted by it and everything. They come to me and they're like, please tell me you understand what a heart is. You know, like, I'm coming to you with my heart. Please help me find long-term real love and everything. So I can imagine, like, it is lacking soul. And you are talking about one of the most, like, intimate and most personal services you can do is matchmaking and finding love and all of those things. So I think you need kind of them to understand that there has to be, you know, an element of connection and everything. And there's only so far that can bring it. Like, anybody that does come to me, and with the greatest respect, everybody, you know, dresses up to come to me and it's nearly like an interview. I meet all my clients in person because I don't even trust Zoom. So I don't think I'm going to be trusting AI anytime soon. Yeah. Like, I actually meet clients in person. But part of that as well is anybody that has done a little bit of online dating knows that sometimes you can build a huge connection with someone over text messages, and you can be buzzing messages over and back, maybe 300, 400 messages before you actually meet the person in person. And what can very often happen then is you're with them 3 seconds and you realize you have no chemistry and no connection.
You get the shock of your life.
People forget. But it's also like it's also your pheromones. So your hormones bounce off each other and essentially are trying to tell each other's bodies, if you were to have babies, would they have a diverse gene pool? Like, we are still human. So it can only bring you so far. But if you're dating properly, they're saying on average that most people are swiping for up to 14 hours a week. So if that reduced it down to 1 or 2, and like, let's face it, that's why everybody comes to me for matchmaking. I meet all my clients in person. I arrange their dates. I follow up with them after their dates. I give them feedback. If AI can do that and it cuts out 14 hours a week, brilliant. But we'll have to see.
You are the kind of dating concierge. So is Whitney Wolf Hurd suggesting that, you know, my AI and your AI, they will somehow connect in the virtual world and they'll decipher whether or not the two people are the right
Perhaps.
Match?
Perhaps, you know, my motto is, like, people often say to me, I'm coming to you for professional matchmaking, right? I'm going to give up all the apps. I'm going to give up everything. And I'm like, get out there. Keep going. Like, you know, in between dates, go on dates until you meet your person.
Well, it's a numbers game, isn't it?
For you to meet someone. It is. And whatever way, you know, you meet someone, it's a great way to meet them. Everybody has, like, lovely love stories. Actually, one of the ones I was hoping to kind of get off the ground and have a little romance story on the back of was the Dublin portal, but I think I'll give that a miss for a few weeks until everything is sorted out. But, you know, like, any way that you can meet someone is a great way to meet them. So what I would do is encourage people to do online dating. Go meet a professional matchmaker. You know, get your friends to match you up on blind dates. Increase the odds. Go and join sports clubs, join cookery courses, photography courses, whatever you're interested in, because let's face it, a huge amount of dating is compatibility as well. So if you like doing something, the chances are the person that you want to meet should kind of like doing those same things as well. But look, I'm open to the adventure. I would say, though, Andrea, I would say that the chances are a genetic blood test type of matchmaking would work a lot better than AI, if I'm honest, because at least the genetics would be aligned.
I was just going to say, like, whatever your views, right, online dating, and I know there's loads and loads of success stories out there, but there is something kind of bleak about relying on artificial intelligence to sort out your love life.
There is. And, like, look, I would say there's a lot of people out there that even make up stories about how they met. They even make up stories about meeting through a matchmaker. Like, I had 28 weddings last year through LoveHQ, and I was at a good few of them. And then very often during the wedding speeches,
you're the close friend.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, my, you know, our good friend, Marie, whatever, you know, I just forget to mention that professional matchmaker, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, that is perfect. If that's the way they want their love story, absolutely great. But I don't think the people were saying we were set up through AI, but I'm actually, any way that anybody can meet people, and I really mean it, like, isn't it fun? Wouldn't it be great? I'd love to be involved in something like that to see how it does actually
work. But sure, you can manipulate AI so much though, Mairéad.
And that's the thing, what I'm saying, it's only as good as the data. And, like, if you think that a lot of people that come to me for matchmaking, you know, they're quite unrealistic about what they're looking for. So they might, so let's give a lady, we'll say, might come to me and they might say, I'd like to meet a really professional guy that's, like, seriously driven, is self-employed, you know, like, lots of different, 6 foot tall, everything like that. Okay. But then they also want, in the same breath, they're saying to me, they want someone who's going to be home at 5 o'clock every evening, that has really good work-life balance, and that has every weekend off. And I'm like,
contradictions
lovely,
much.
But it's two different people. It is. Yeah. And so, like, the other side of it is, if you're using AI, you might overprescribe. So you actually might be whittling it down to so little. I've also had situations where, especially last year, I'll give you an example. I had a guy and I wanted to send him on a date with a lovely lady down in Kilkenny. So they're both down in Kilkenny. I said, I have a lovely girl for you, went through her profile and everything. And he was like, oh, I don't know, she sounds just whatever. He said she sounded like she was too kind of get up and go. She was always on the go. And I said, no, she just has lots of interest and everything. So that was fine. I said, right, we won't send you on a date with her. And I moved on to the next person. And about a month later, I went to send him on another date, and he says to me, Mairéad, I actually met someone at the weekend at a wedding. And I was like, oh, lovely. Tell me better. Because I love love stories. Just tell me how you met. I'm dying to always know. And so basically he told me this girl that I was trying to set him up with.
No way.
Now, I couldn't say anything because of data protection. I have to keep, you know, her confidentiality there and everything. But, like, I was like, and what's her name? Where does she work? And I was like, oh, this sounds familiar, you know, but I couldn't obviously say it to him. So very often people think that they don't want it. And they'll very often then as well with AI, what might happen is they might overprescribe. They might be closing doors. And that's what a lot of filtering does with this. Also as well, you know, are you going to start being able to, like, is it Tinder on speed? Are you going to have a human element to it, like, personality wise or like, characteristic wise? A lot of people say to me, oh, personality is really important. But then, like, you know, they're like, however, looks wise, they have to. And it's like a list of 700 things, you know, and then it's realistically who you're matching with each other. So I would love to say it's very straightforward. I would fully embrace it and I'd love to see it in action. Maybe
there
I might get a phone call from Bumble to come on board to help them sort it out.
Well, there's dating AI in the future. You might actually, your AI will be dating somebody else's AI. That's Mairéad Lachman, Irish matchmaker and dating specialist. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting when I heard that this morning.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.